Hello and welcome to Small Business Stories, a podcast brought to you by Purely Personal Marketing. My name is Robin and I'll be bringing you inspiring and insightful real life stories from real life business owners around the globe. And we'll be sharing our top tips and our own personal experiences in business with you all. Send us your questions on our social media. Look for Purely Personal Marketing. Don't forget to subscribe and to download this podcast. And you will have my eternal gratitude. Thanks so much for listening. Let's get to it. Hello, everyone. Hi. Welcome back to Small Business Stories. I hope you guys are really well. I hope business is going well and is thriving as always. I just hope that you're all well. Thanks so much for tuning in again. Time of recording is around the start of March 2021. Our schools opened yesterday. So anyone that, you know, isn't in the UK, we're in our third lockdown, guys. And the schools opened yesterday. Our country is slowly opening up and it's really slow. So we're on like what the government are calling like a roadmap. And we are roadmapping our way to freedom, hopefully, and to non-COVID life, hopefully. We're all getting our injections, our vaccinations soon. So hopefully that will help to speed things up as well. But wherever you are in the world, I hope you're all well. And thanks so much for tuning in to the podcast. Don't forget to head over to Purely Personal Marketing on Facebook, on Instagram. Follow us. If you've got any questions that you want answering, to do with business or social media or marketing, fire them on over to us. Just find us on Facebook or on Instagram. And send them on in and we'll answer them on the podcast. But today, what I want to talk about is 2021 Facebook trends. Now I've picked out five that I kind of feel are the most important ones that you kind of need to know or be aware of. So as you are doing your marketing for your business, you are keeping in mind these kind of trends so that as you create your content and when you post your content and when you, you know, post onto your feed and however you use the platform, you're keeping these things in mind. So I'm hoping that, that it helps. So let's kick on off. Now, this first one, you might not like it, but, you know, I'm all about bringing the truth, guys. So the first one, you might not like it, but it's really, really good. And that is Facebook live streaming. Now, Facebook love video content. And actually what's just been announced today, they love it so much. What's just been announced today, as of the 9th of March, 2021, is Instagram Reels are coming to Facebook. That's how much Facebook love video. So going live is their even more preferred version of the way that they want you to use the platform. So if you have a business page, go on and do a live. Now you can do this in so many different ways. You can just hop on and do a live and do like a live Q&A and do something random and just engage with your audience. Or you can kind of do like a premiere and, you know, get a bit of a buzz and a bit of a hype and tell people what you're going to be doing on a live and kind of arrange it and schedule it in. That's how I should be doing them, but I just don't. I just kind of go live and no one joins. But here's the thing. What I definitely notice is that even though I might have crickets, even though I might not have anyone, and it's my own fault, it's because I'm not really planning it. And I'm not really announcing or promoting the fact that I'm going live on a set topic or a set conversation. What actually happens is my reach and my engagement of my page is still up. And that's because Facebook wants me to do more lives. So it will put that piece of content, that live content in front of people, even if they're watching it on a replay. So this is why it's still good to do a live. Tip number two, and again, you might not like this, but this is really important. And we've been shouting at our clients about this for years now, like, please just get on board with us. And thankfully they do now because they see that it works. And that is video marketing. So video marketing is not going anywhere on the platform. As I said just now, Facebook love video. And they want to keep people on the platform. They don't want people going over to TikTok or over to Snapchat or to Instagram. Well, actually, they like Instagram, but mainly TikTok. And they want to keep people on the platform. So, and people consume content and people will consume your message about your business, your brand, your product, by video more than they will any other way. And that's because of the kind of lifestyle that we all lead. We're all just really busy. So people watch videos, get subtitles on your videos as well. Because a lot of people watch videos while it's on silent. So, you know, at least that way your content is being consumed. So number one form of content is always live. Number two form of content is video. So even if you're not comfortable doing live, do video, and Facebook will 100% push that content for you anyway. Number three, the future of Facebook is private. And that is because they want to build communities on there. They want communities on the platform. They want the platform to be a place where you go, what events are going on in my area right now? I'm going to go and check on Facebook. What products are for sale right now? I'm going to go into Marketplace. What restaurants are open at the moment? Or, you know, what specials is that bar doing? And guess what? You're going to go onto Facebook. It's just kind of becoming the all-seeing, all-doing platform, which does frighten me. I'm not going to lie, guys. Like, I work in this industry and Facebook's potential frightens me a bit. But anyway, you know, groups are where we're going to see more and more and more growth. And I've been saying this since 2019, that Facebook groups, you're just going to see on the up and on the increase. So it's definitely worth hopping on some groups that are relevant to your business. So like for me, for example, as a social media manager, as someone who owns a social media agency, I would join groups which were to do with like marketing tips or local businesses or national businesses in the UK, or say travel businesses, or, you know, those kind of things where that I can offer my expertise in a way that isn't salesy, but is like, you know, if someone has a question about social media or why is my Instagram not working or what's happened here, I know that I can hop on and answer them, and I'll be seen as a person who knows her shit, essentially, who knows the industry. And so what Facebook wants to do, basically, I'm not really explaining this very well, but what Facebook wants is it wants it to be a place of community, a place where people go for their everyday life, a place where they hang out virtually. And that's why they're creating these groups. And this is why you're going to see more and more businesses hopping into the group. So if you are a business on Facebook, there's a few things you can do. You can join groups and be seen as the person or the business to go to. And another thing you can do is start your own group. So if you are a coach, if you are maybe a money mindset person, if you are a business mentor, if you are a social media manager, if you are, I don't know, a website person, if you're an advisor or anything really, or even if you're a bakery, you can create a group that will be attached to your page. And in that, you could share things like top tips on how to make chocolate muffins, you know, so you can do loads of things and you can really engage and build a community on that group. Now, another one I want to talk about is hashtags. So this is tip number four. Hashtags kind of went and there was no point really using them on Facebook. And I remember having a discussion with another social media manager once publicly, actually. I said, why are you using Facebook? Why are your hashtags on your Facebook? Well, it's the way that people are going to find us. It just wasn't true. Fact is, like, even Facebook had said, like, hashtags just don't work that way on the platform. But last year, they brought it back around. And this year, they're definitely going to be kind of putting it as a priority feature on the platform. So it is definitely worth using your hashtags. How many to use? Obviously, on Instagram, you can use up to 30 on a post. You can use up to 10 in a story. You can use up to 30 on a reel. On Facebook, there doesn't seem to be a limit. So long as you're, like, within the character amount, you can use hashtags up to however many. Fill up the characters if you want, guys. But I mean, if it was me, I would definitely say be strategic. Like, don't go wild. We tend to use five, like no more than five on our posts. And we make them really, really targeted. However, I'm probably going to shift that up a little bit and be a bit more about, be a bit more broad with our hashtags on Facebook, because, you know, the volume of content when it comes to hashtags isn't there. What I mean by that is when you go onto Instagram, if you're to use a large hashtag, let's say, I don't know, happy days, and that is a really large one, you know, you're competing to get your piece of content found with like millions and millions of other pieces of content. On Facebook, you could probably put happy days and there might only be 1 million other people that have used that hashtag. So your content is more likely to be found. But I'd definitely say keep it a bit more kind of localized and a bit more, keep it a bit more targeted. Go broad if you want. Try both. You know, social media is all about trying and testing all of the damn time. So you know, try, see how you go with, you know, more broad hashtags. See how you go with really specific hashtags. See how you go with, you know, 5 hashtags versus, you know, I don't know, 50 hashtags. So just do some testing and see what really works and what gets you the most amount of engagement and reach. Last tip. If you want to be on this platform, guys, you really want success, whether you're a product-based business, a travel business, a local business, you are going to have to pay to play because paid ads aren't going anywhere either. You know, it really, really has just turned into a pay to play platform. And actually I'm sad about that. I really am. I mean, for me, I kind of feel like where are the golden days of Facebook, you know, circa 2008 to 2012, were just the great days, the heyday of Facebook, where a business could go on and they could post and, you know, lots of people would see that piece, that content. And then all of those people's friends and family would see the content as well, you know, but what I have to say about ads is, you know, and we run ads for businesses, you know, product-based businesses. And what I have to say is the ones that really want to get conversions and people spending, getting people to the website, initiating checkouts and all those kind of things, the pay-to-play is 100% worth it because you can go from not spending very much money, you know, like £10 a day running an ad campaign, and you'll probably get good results. But what I will just say is, you know, the cost of ads will continue to rise. So they're going to keep going up. So what I would say is start now with a small budget, see what works. And if you don't know how to run ads, learn. There's so many people you can go out and learn from. We do ad management as part of our service. So holler, come to us if you need some help. But otherwise, if you want to do it yourself, then, you know, learn how to do it properly, guys, because otherwise you're literally throwing money down the drain. So learn how to do it properly. Stay away from the boost button if you want significant results. You know, the boost button gets a bit of a hard rep, I have to say. If you're like a local business and you only need to reach a certain amount of people, then, like a certain amount of people in a set area, and you just want to target, for example, you know, friends and family of people who like your page, then, you know, you could put a small budget behind that and you could get some decent results. And ultimately, like if you aren't wanting hard conversions and you don't want to go and retarget people that visited your website and all those things, and all you want is, you know, for people to know about you within your local area, then a boost really isn't the end of the world. You can put, you know, £50 on that, for example, and you'll get results. So anyway, what I would say is learn how to do ads properly if you're going to do them. And if you want significant results, learn how to do them properly. And don't boost. Don't boost if you want big, big results, like actual conversions, people buying on your website, those kind of things. And yeah, so those are my kind of, you know, trends and tips for Facebook 2021. I hope you have found that useful. This is just a quick one today. Hope you found it useful. Head on over and follow us, guys. Give us a follow on Facebook and on Instagram. Oh, another thing, I don't know if you guys know this, but Facebook is rolling, it's getting rid of the likes button. And you're going to lose followers if those likers don't follow you. So what I would say is just a top tip, start talking about on your social media, hey guys, thanks for liking us, but could you go over and follow us as well? So just click the follow button. Otherwise, you're going to lose the people that don't follow you. Don't panic. It'll be all right. You'll probably find you've got more people following you than you do have liking you anyway. So yeah, anyway, just a little heads up. That is all for now. That's the beast of Facebook. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope this has been helpful. I'll bring more social media and marketing tips to you soon. We've got some really, really great guests coming up. I'm so excited to share their stories with you. That is all. Take care. Look after yourselves.